英语听力模拟试题九。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Can you turn on the lights? I'm trying to read my book, but I can't see a thing.
Well, I'm trying to watch a movie on the computer, and I can see better when the lights are off. You were born across the street from Ocean Beach.And you haven't learned how to surf yet?
I am only 10 years old. My mom says I can learn when I am 15.
Are you going to travel while you're here?
I'd love to, but tomorrow, the business meeting will last all day.Next time I come to Texas, I want to travel for fun, not for work. Dad, I want to be a nurse when I grow up.
A nurse? Your aunt has been a nurse for 20 years and she loves it. When Grandma wasn't feeling well,She knew how to take care of her. I am really allergic to birds, but I want a pet that will talk to me.
My African gray parrot talks all day long. He even tells jokes, but he's shy.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有二至四个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有五秒钟的时间阅读各个小题。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Check out my pet. He is a German Shepherd.
Aw, he's so cute. What is his name?
I named him Luke, after my favorite movie character, Luke Skywalker.
Great name. I'm surprised that you didn't name him Harry, after your favorite book character.
He's really fast. That's why I named him Luke. If I had an older dog, I would name him Yoda.
How old is he?
Only 4 months old. When he is bigger,I'm going to take him to the park and play fetch with him. Check out my pet. He is a German Shepherd.
Aw, he's so cute. What is his name?
I named him Luke, after my favorite movie character, Luke Skywalker.
Great name. I'm surprised that you didn't name him Harry, after your favorite book character.
He's really fast. That's why I named him Luke. If I had an older dog, I would name him Yoda.
How old is he?
Only 4 months old. When he is bigger, I'm going to take him to the park and play fetch with him.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I'm so happy that you are interested in my work. Let me show you some things in the sky. Now the telescope is pointed directly at the North Star. Put your eye up to it and tell me if you can see it.
Yes! Wow!
Beautiful, isn't it? Now let me move it and I'll show you Mars. There!
I see it! This telescope is amazing! Can we see Jupiter too?
No.Unfortunately, the Earth isn't in the right position for us to see Jupiter right now.
That's okay. Keep showing me more stars. I want to be a scientist like you someday.
I'm so happy that you are interested in my work. Let me show you some things in the sky. Now the telescope is pointed directly at the North Star.Put your eye up to it and tell me if you can see it.
Yes! Wow!
Beautiful, isn't it? Now let me move it and I'll show you Mars. There!
I see it! This telescope is amazing! Can we see Jupiter too?
No, unfortunately the Earth isn't in the right position for us to see Jupiter right now.
That's okay. Keep showing me more stars.I want to be a scientist like you someday.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, Mr. Adams. I'm from the National Park Service. Can you tell me when you saw the bear?
Yes. I was taking my morning run down the mountain when all of a sudden I heard a noise. I stopped running because I was afraid. Then the bear came out. I started running at about 9:30 a.m. and I saw the bear about 15 minutes later.
Can you describe the bear?
It looked like a normal black bear. It showed me its teeth and then walked away.
Hopefully the bear ran back into the forest. If the bear is still near the road, we might have to kill it. Spring is the season that bears most often attack runners.
I hope you don't kill it. It was a beautiful bear. Besides, I heard brown bears are the dangerous ones.
Hello, Mr. Adams. I'm from the National Park Service. Can you tell me when you saw the bear?
Yes. I was taking my morning run down the mountain when all of a sudden I heard a noise. I stopped running because I was afraid. Then the bear came out. I started running at about 9:30 a.m. and I saw the bear about 15 minutes later.
Can you describe the bear?
It looked like a normal black bear.It showed me its teeth and then walked away.
Hopefully the bear ran back into the forest. If the bear is still near the road, we might have to kill it. Spring is the season that bears most often attack runners.
I hope you don't kill it. It was a beautiful bear. Besides, I heard brown bears are the dangerous ones.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
many of us watched the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland on Saturday night. I know I did. I'm here to interview Joan Jett, who was honored that night. Welcome, Joan, and congratulations on your honor.
Thank you.
So, your biggest hit was I Love Rock and Roll in 1982. What do you like about rock and roll?
It's a feeling, an emotion. You don't think about it. If you start thinking about rock and roll, you won't get it. That's when it gets boring.
You are also known for making it okay to be a female rocker. You definitely broke some ground there. You were accepted by even the craziest male rock stars.
Yeah, I was just being me. I wore black leather and jeans. I had long blonde hair. And I named my band the Black Hearts.
Three of your albums hit the top 20. I Love Rock and Roll, Album, and Up Your Alley. But you also covered other artists' songs, right?
Yeah. Gary Glitter, Tommy James, Sly and the Family Stone. They couldn't figure out what we were doing, but they liked it.
Your attitude and choices were a major influence on other female rockers.
I'm not done yet. Stay tuned. I can still get on stage, play the guitar, and sing.
Many of us watched the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland on Saturday night. I know I did. I'm here to interview Joan Jett, who was honored that night. Welcome, Joan, and congratulations on your honor.
Thank you.
So, your biggest hit was I Love Rock and Roll in 1982. What do you like about rock and roll?
It's a feeling, an emotion. You don't think about it. If you start thinking about rock and roll, you won't get it. That's when it gets boring.
You are also known for making it okay to be a female rocker. You definitely broke some ground there. You were accepted by even the craziest male rock stars.
Yeah, I was just being me. I wore black leather and jeans. I had long blonde hair. And I named my band the Black Hearts.
Three of your albums hit the top 20, I Love Rock and Roll, Album, and Up Your Alley. But you also covered other artists' songs, right?
Yeah, Gary Glitter, Tommy James, Sly and the Family Stone. They couldn't figure out what we were doing, but they liked it.
Your attitude and choices were a major influence on other female rockers.
I'm not done yet. Stay tuned. I can still get on stage, play the guitar, and sing. Kids have lots of energy, so sitting in a chair in a classroom all day is really unnatural. The overweight problem of American children is sometimes blamed on too much time sitting in chairs. One school just made it easier for kids to get healthier while they learn. Ashanti Branch, the assistant principal at Montera Middle School in Oakland, California, gave a radio interview describing how hard it is for boys in school to sit still. The school also happened to be in need of furniture. They didn't have enough chairs or desks for all their students. For some reason, that interview received a lot of attention. A company called Ergotron, which manufactures standing desks that require users to stand up while using them, generously donated some to the school. This matchup couldn't have been better. At first, the kids didn't use the standing desks because they preferred to sit. It was something they had always done in a certain way. The teachers offered them the choice to sit or stand, and now the kids have adjusted to the new system. Perhaps this will make the kids become more active in sports and at home. Kids have lots of energy, so sitting in a chair in a classroom all day is really unnatural. The overweight problem of American children is sometimes blamed on too much time sitting in chairs. One school just made it easier for kids to get healthier while they learn. Ashanti Branch, the assistant principal at Montera Middle School in Oakland, California, gave a radio interview describing how hard it is for boys in school to sit still. The school also happened to be in need of furniture. They didn't have enough chairs or desks for all their students. For some reason, that interview received a lot of attention. A company called Ergotron, which manufactures standing desks that require users to stand up while using them, generously donated some to the school. This matchup couldn't have been better. At first, the kids didn't use the standing desks because they preferred to sit. It was something they had always done in a certain way. The teachers offered them the choice to sit or stand, and now the kids have adjusted to the new system. Perhaps this will make the kids become more active in sports and at home.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。